The attorney for Professor Sami Alarian said yesterday that his client will sue the University of South Florida for wrongful dismissal. The university fired Alarian this week after he was arrested for suspected terrorism. Alarian's arrest was the culmination of 9 years of controversy. A federal grand jury indicted him, along with 7 other people, on 50 counts, including charges that he helped finance and support terrorism. In his nearly 20 years in Tampa, Alarian has been many things: a teacher, a political activist, a Palestinian fundraiser, and, according to the government, a terrorist. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
Sami Alarian has long been much more than a computer engineering professor. Since being put on forced leave by the University of South Florida more than a year ago, he's taken on a new role, that of cause celeb.
Free Arian, put the state on trial!
Free Arian, put the state on trial!
Demonstrations on Alarian's behalf are held regularly in Tampa. Muslims, anti-war protesters, community activists gathered outside the federal courthouse before his hearing this week. Their spokesperson was Penny Bell.
We're an organization all around the state that is taking a stand against the U.S. war against Iraq, and we felt that it was very important that we take a stand in defense of Dr. Sami Alarian.
Alarian was put on leave by the university after his appearance on a Fox News show in 2001 drew national attention to the controversial professor. But for several years before that, pro-Israel groups had criticized the university for harboring a person they said was an activist and a fundraiser for radical, even violent Palestinian groups. One of the first to publicly raise concerns about Alarian was journalist Stephen Emerson. In articles and a documentary broadcast in 1994, he presented what he said was evidence of Alarian's connections with Palestinian Islamic Jihad. He says the university and most of the news media weren't interested.
Many members of the media refused to accept the evidence that was out there and assiduously tried to portray him as simply a professor who was being hounded for his, quote, pro-Palestinian views, when in fact that pro-Palestinian component was not part of why he was considered head of the Islamic Jihad. It was because he was directing a terrorist group.
Over the intervening years, the university and the federal government investigated. Alarian was well known as a Palestinian activist, but was also a respected and tenured computer engineering professor. As the calls for his dismissal mounted, Alarian's case became one of academic freedom, a professor who was under fire for his political views. The University of South Florida announced it intended to fire him more than a year ago, but because of issues of academic freedom and concerns about a lawsuit, it proceeded slowly. This week, the university's president, Judy Genshaft, finally announced Alarian's termination.
The values of academic freedom are critical, and they're fundamental to any university. But in this situation, it's using academic freedom and the shield of it and hiding behind that for destructive purposes.
Genshaft said the university's decision was totally independent of the federal indictment. The indictment summarizes financial transfers and more than 100 wiretaps and faxes in which Alarian discusses financial matters and other activities relating to Palestinian Islamic Jihad between 1994 and the present. Some of the conversations allegedly took place after President Clinton signed an executive order in early 1995 banning transactions with the group. Outside his hearing in Tampa earlier this week, Alarian's wife, Nala, said many of the details in the indictment are untrue and that many of the phone conversations never happened. She says her husband never funneled money to Palestinian Islamic Jihad or any other terrorist organization.
He didn't give it to anyone like that, and this is very important. But we should not criminalize any human action towards innocent Palestinians. We cannot do that either.
At the Islamic Academy of Florida, girls wearing headscarves play basketball with boys out in the schoolyard. Sami Alarian helped found this school and the mosque next door more than a decade ago. Zia Sheikh is the imam at the mosque. He's standing by Alarian, but says when he read the detailed federal indictment, it gave him a lot to think about.
Initially, the response that probably most Muslims had is that he's been set up. But when you go into the degree of how much detail there is there, and what kind of connections the government claims that there have been, it's quite shocking.
From his jail cell this week, Alarian released a statement saying he was being, quote, crucified for being an Arab, Muslim, and an outspoken advocate for Palestinian rights. Along with professor and activist, Al-Aryan has now embraced a new role, that of political prisoner. Greg Allen, NPR News, Tampa.